Back about 3 years ago or so, the town of Mount Sterling, Iowa, made big news. Sterling, the dictionary tells us, means of the highest quality, and Mount Sterling's mayor wanted to enact an ordinance mandating the highest quality of person, the highest quality of speech. He wanted to ban all fibbing in the town. The mayor told CBS, for one, that too many hunters boasted incorrectly about their prey, especially about wild turkey weight. Turkeys, really plump ones, weigh around 23 pounds, he told CBS. But wild turkey hunters in Mount Sterling had been boasting of 30-pound birds, and someone, namely Gamely, the mayor, had to stop them. But there's a whisper-thin document that stood in the way of the mayor's attempts. It's called the Constitution, with its promise of freedom of speech. And yes, language that broad, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, will encompass much of what we say, including telling a fib. It's likely that a court would have found any prohibition against lying in Mount Sterling unconstitutional. Now, sure, there are types of speech that aren't protected by the First Amendment, fighting words, obscenity, but no one has ever, ever in a million years, Mr. Mayor, put stretching the truth into that category. If the Constitution won't protect the speech, it's got to be really bad speech, and the government would have to come up with a really good reason to want to ban it. And an effort to clean up others' acts likely wouldn't be enough. You can probably think of good reasons to ban lying in certain situations, times when a freedom of speech defense won't work. And each of those reasons has an especially strong government purpose behind it. You take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when you take the witness stand, for example. But a ban on lying there, in an all-important place like a courtroom, has a compelling reason behind it. We don't want to send someone to prison or punish him in some other way as a society if the evidence against him is a bunch of lies. So we do our best to prevent that by forcing those testifying to tell the truth. And we punish those who lie on the stand and elsewhere sometimes. It's called perjury in the courtroom context and fraud, among other things, outside the courtroom. We send people to prison and fine them for lying to induce someone to, say, in a very confidential business transaction, send money to a certain bank manager in Nigeria holding a $25 million pot of money for a woman who died with no will and no heirs, and now if you just send your bank account number, we'll transfer 40% of the pot to you and out of corrupt government officials' hands. But it's not that sort of lying that the mayor of Mount Sterling wanted to prohibit. It was the "that wild turkey was the biggest one ever" sort. Even though I tried, I couldn't reach anyone in Mount Sterling. But I suspect that the mayor withdrew his idea when he ran into two problems. One, the Constitution. Two, the Ohio State motto, "Our liberties we prize, and our rights we will maintain." I'm Amy Guida.